Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Zora call. Today is Saturday, July the 30th. One more day before it's August. And so happy that all of you can make it today. We have a short call today with Zora. It will be just an hour's worth. Give people time to have lunch or whatever. And we'll, as we prepare for our BBS radio call with Q. So with that being said, with further delay, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya in for her message for everyone today. All right, so Zoraya, I'm going to go ahead and there you are. So please unmute yourself and say hi to everyone. Hello, Zoraya. Here we go.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. 1 hour call. Go ahead and take it away.
Okie dokie. Let me go ahead and get squared away here.
All right.
I'm going to continue where I left off last time. I was reading that thing. Interesting. So, let's continue on. Introduction from Adama. This should be interesting. I am Adama, and I greet you from the subterranean city of Telos, located beneath Mount Shasta, California, where our Lemurian colony currently dwells. We are in great anticipation of the publication of this new book, The Messages from the Hollow Earth, which is located in the very center of your planet. I would like to introduce a great historian to you, Nikos of Kephra, who is intrinsically linked to the great library of Portologos, formerly known in your history books as the Library of Alexandria, where all our Earth's records are kept. Nikos, by nature, is a most gentle soul, and he and I have been residing in this Earth plane for eons of time. We have traveled extensively together, attended more council meetings together than you can count, and have spent time together in each other's homes and cities. We in the subterranean city of Telos work intimately with Nikos and his entourage in Kathria, and we spend much of our time there when we are visiting Hall of the Hollow Earth, in the great library of Portologos, where we continue our learning in the vastness of its portals. We want you to know that our connection to each other at one link on a fence. We in Telos work as one with our brothers and sisters in Kathria, as our mission is to bring Earth and surface humanity into her ascension. Although our civilizations are based on the same divine laws of creation, our experiences as a culture differ due to our different geographical locations on Earth. But this is our only difference and makes our interactions more fruitful as we each bring different riches to the table of our council meetings. Nikos has been a close friend and a companion traveler of mine for eons of time on Earth time. and we work together closely to join all civilizations on and in Earth together into one united Earth world colony. So this is our planet. We will be ready to make the great trip with the rest of our Milky Way galaxy into the higher state of evolution. Our location in our new position in the Milky Way has been prepared and is waiting for us all to return home too. As you read the pages in this book, your heart will be prepared to make the journey with us into our new home of light everlasting. We beckon you to travel with us through these pages of great insight and delight and learn the true history of your planet Earth or Terra Crista and how other civilizations live embedded beneath your surface and below your periphery of vision. Our Telos book is a prerequisite to this sequel in terms of establishing our Telosian history and lifestyles as contrasted to that of the Hollow Earth inhabitants, who are only a step above us. We are one, all one and the same, and yet different in myriad ways. Just as your nations and peoples are on the surface. Both our civilizations choose to live underground in isolation from the surface population so we can evolve in tranquility and peace. So ride with us in your thoughts and travel to the innermost depths of our earth, and you will find the lost Garden of Eden your Bible talks about. It is here in the center of your earth, not on the surface. Waiting to be explored by you, the reader, we welcome you in. I am Adama, and that's his message to you. Can't hear you, dear.
No, I said that's beautiful. And that was really a good topic to start off our call for today. So with that being said, I think what we'll do is bring our guest, Dr. Tom, and then we'll have your father continue with our call. All right. So let me go ahead and bring Dr. Tom
all
in.
Right.
Okay, everybody. I'm just going to get moving here as quickly as we can. Without any glitches, and that is so. There we go. All right, Dr. Tom, we're ready for you.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Mark.
Is not available.
Oh.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may have...
I think that was the wrong number. Hold on a second, everybody. Give me a second. Apparently, I've lost Dr. Tom's number. Talking about glitches already. Right, hang in there. All right, everyone. Dr. Tom, hang in there. I'm going to call you right back into the call. All right. All right. Here we go.
Hello there.
Hey, hi, Dr. Tom. How are you?
Hold on one second,
please. Hang in there. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we've got you now.
Sorry about that. I had to pull over. Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes, perfectly.
Sorry.
Good.
I had to pull over.
You.
I was on the Tour de France. I was in the lead, and I had to pull over.
Okay.
In my own world.
Yes, exactly. We know. That was a good
right.
one. All right. Well, we're ready for you so that you can continue with the race, the big race.
Yes. So I'd like to start off with today's call as putting this all together, kind of a finish from last time. That
okay.
Think of us as being in a auditorium and the curtains are shut and the play is about to start, right? So you see underneath the curtain, you know, people moving, you can hear people warming up, singing, you hear instruments, and you can see the lights go on and off, things like that, right? But a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, we didn't see anything. That's why I stated that this, from my sources, we wouldn't see anything until starting around mid-August, end of August. So basically we have the RV, and think of it as the change on the planet. The RV and the global reset is only a small percentage of what's happening. Okay, the changeover between the banks and the politicians and the Galactic Federation coming in and the movement of the Earth. So the RV is just a little piece of the puzzle. And we think it's the big piece of the puzzle, but it's not. And it's moving with this big movement, okay, this big giant thing. So where we're at right now is, got some great information. The play is about ready to start. The curtain's ready to open. Okay. I'll get into that in a minute. to start off with, we'll see some changes here. And these are things that we're getting information. We don't know if they'll come out, but look out for the next couple of days. A certain person to announce his presidency. Reason being is because the deep state want to try him for this January 6th thing, but you can't prosecute a candidate, excuse me, for anything, and if they're running for the presidency. So it's not, you can't do that. There's people near me here. So there's a lot of things in motion. The deep state is in utter panic right now. The deep state is falling. So we're going to go into some very, looking like very dark changes here before we change over. Okay. And this was planned to wake people up. All right. There won't be any public arrest right now, okay, which is going on. That's already happened. So everything that has been done, so this is just pantomime. The good guys are fully in control. Over last Wednesday, around midday, 200 countries became gold-backed, and the USA and the Euro are the last ones, and they're finishing up. our contact, who works with signatures of the Queen and works with the U.S. Treasury, says things have begun, and so we are in process. the bank, been massive amounts of bank arrests behind the scenes, so. And the deep state are trying to, trying to run for the hills which is actually pretty good. We need to show them what they've done. As we know, Zora talks about the Galactics are sitting back and monitoring everything. And also, too, it's not just happening on this planet. It's happening in the universes around. There's changes going over. There's wars in other deep states and other planets and other galaxies. So it's all a process. And we will be on heaven on earth here. So all good people. We've had over a million contracts that were falsified by the deep state, and they've taken care of those. And the good contracts, what some people I know have been gone through and been tested. We're hearing now that this guy that's in charge, who is a puppet, is out. We'll hear some news about him, whether he's in critical condition or whatever, we don't know yet. But see, this is all a plan along with the RV. There's protests today and yesterday in Iraq, and they're going into the prime ministers, and they're doing sit-outs, and there's no violence or anything. So the process is going. Update on our Q phones, which are being produced in Reno. Those will be hopefully given out to all of us or certain people. How we'll vote and manage everything. Hopefully that comes into fruition. Also, too, the internet in certain large cities will possibly go out for a period of time in New York or L.A. The other things going on now, we have two scenarios. We don't know if there will be an election coming up. And on the other side, other sources of mine saying that are actually working on things like the software that the deep state used to manipulate the election. Now the military has put in chips to counteract if there's any fussing around. So they'll be caught. They won't be able to manipulate the votes. And also in the last election, when people were voting at the polls, the observers, the poll watchers, were told to leave. Well, that ain't going to happen again. So if we do have an election again, everything will be legal. The Queen has signed off, and we know that. Paymasters have been funded, and we know we're in the right place. Like I said before, this started around 1950s, after Kennedy was assassinated, then the Alliance and 300 generals started to activate and make a plan with the Galactic and the Dragon family to take back our world. So we do have changes going on. So it's a really good time, and our process is happening. We did hear someone say that they contacted their bank that over Labor Day, they got a letter that their bank would be closed for 4 or 5 days. And that's beginning of end of August, early September. So I really think for the first time from what I said a couple months ago that, and we are hearing now, the process has started. So we're in a good place. And so just be good. Raise your vibration with your food, your exercise, get outside. And get ready. So it's a great time.
Great, great, great. Beautiful, great updates. So, I'm not going to say anything more other than I agree with you. I do have a question for you. Lots of talks have kind of come out already regarding SKRs. And I've also spoken to a couple of people regarding that. But what is your take on it?
I think everything is, you have your different tiers, The sovereign accounts are moving right now. They have to be moved. So what happens is in the banking system, you have ledgers. So the banking or readjust contract thing, there's a lot of work up above with things that have been around. So bankers are just moving ledgers, balancing accounts, and moving over from a fiat to gold-backed RV systems.
Right.
So that's, they are being corrected. So they'll be called in first, those people who've had SKRs,
right.
and they'll go through the process.
Right.
But the big part
right.
of it was there were so many false SKRs. The deep state had thousands and thousands of contracts that were illegal, and they were trying to steal our RV and our global reset, but ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is done. Everything's done. Everything is done. So
it is.
We're all ready to go.
Been. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right. Okay, I have one more question for you, Dr. Tom. You know, there's been a lot of advertising regarding some certificates that apparently the daughter of Trump is already, is also, I guess it's called the Trump cards. Do you know anything about that at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I don't
you want to
know
talk a little
much.
Bit about that? Yeah.
I don't know too much about those, but just buyer beware, you know.
Okay.
The thing
yeah.
Is that people who are holding currency are in the best investment ever. And, you know, make sure you pick up the Bolivar, the Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be bigger than the ZIM. And you can
mm-hmm.
get the some very large notes for very little price. so it's good. Banknote World is a great company, too, to get it from.
Which one is that one? Oh, yeah.
Banknote World. Yeah,
right.
Very
World.
Friendly, very
exactly.
professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and they,
right.
and they pull up
yeah.
the Venezuela. They have all the years.
Yeah.
And they have the
exactly.
new Digitalis 100 million ones. Those are very
yeah.
good. I think that's the sleeper. That's just my call. It's,
yeah.
I call it the sleeper horse.
Bolivar will
win. That's the sleeper. That's my, I'm putting my money on the Bolivar horse.
That's what I was already betting. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
Again,
it's fun.
It's, yeah, exactly. So for all of you, again, you can go to banknoteworld.com and look at that. So again, it's your decision. If you're hesitant about it, don't do it. You know, you hear it, and you know. So it's all just have fun. If you can do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, I think you know, and even you know, our teacher says, you know, I'm not going to say anything right now about it. You know, but you know, do what you feel in your heart. Same thing with the Trump cards. You know, some people feel that that's the way to go, and that's just fine also. You know, we also have the, you know, five, it's only five.com. I think one of the bigger things that's happening right now is that, you know, there's so much great technology that's coming out. You know, and all of that is coming out all at once also. So everything that is happening right now in our world and beyond is really, really moving to greater and higher announcements. So it's really great to kind of watch it all. So anyways, with that being said, Dr. Tom, thank you so much for being here on our call again. We so appreciate you. And you have yourself a wonderful race today. You'll be the winner.
Okay, thank you.
Right. All right, Dr. Tom.
Thank you, Jane. Love you guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. We love
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring Zora in, Zoraya, if you will. We have probably about 35 minutes. So let's go ahead and make this a really, really good call, a really, really big show. Zoraya, are you there?
Beloved gods and goddesses.
Oh,
how are you?
There's
one Zora. Glorious and loving day.
Yes, wonderful to hear your voice, Zora.
Indeed.
Yeah, you're kind of muffled. Is there any way you can clear up your sound a little?
Well, I am talking on earbuds, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can turn it up, maybe.
Okay.
Better?
Well, let's see how it goes. It seems like it's better. Okay. So, you know, before we go into a Q&A with you, Dr. Tom said a lot already, which I know you know. And what is that, Zora? I hear something going on in the background.
Just adjusting the volume here.
Okay. All right. Are you set?
Is it better now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. All right.
So
yes. So Dr. Tom has mentioned a lot already and given us. So you can go ahead.
Yes. I will tell you, add on to what he was saying. Understand
okay.
that the whales, as you term them, ones who overindulge in the buying of currency, have been paid already. They're called the whales, and they have received their currency. However, they did sign an NDA, so they couldn't talk about it even if they wanted to. So, that's the whales. Now, you, the internet group, as you term yourselves, you're also going to be receiving what you call notifications. We should be, if all goes according to schedule, by the end of this August. Is that the month, August, I think? Yes. Anyway, so look for them.
Yeah.
Look for your notifications. And so many people say into the middle of August, you could very well do and could very well happen by that time. But no later than the end of this month.
The end of August.
The schedule.
Okay.
Yes, it could happen before, which is even better. But anyway, it will come, we said it before, it will come at the time you least expect it. And, of course, many people are already in that state of least expecting. I think I said that correctly. Anyway, understand that you are the chosen to call light workers that are going to bring this to fruition. So you need to do what is termed as to go into what you call deep meditation and manifestation. All of you who are listening to this call need to meditate more than you have been just to bring about the manifestation of your blessing. So now you must do your part and begin to meditate. Easiest way to do that is to go outside, put your back against a tree, your feet flat on the ground, begin to communicate with your tree that you are leaning against, and wait for the response. They will communicate with you, but you must be diligent, you must be focused, and you must be steadfast in your endeavor to make communications with the tree. That's the hard part. Also, that means no cell phones, leave them in the house on mute. So if they ring, you don't jump up and go after them. You don't want any distractions when you are meditating, period. None. Out in nature is the best way to do it. If you can't get out in Mother Nature, then find a quiet place within your dwelling that you can be alone and not bothered, and then do your meditation. Do your manifestation. You have the power to do it. All you have to do is exercise that power that you know you have. Many people say, well, we don't know we have it, or we weren't aware that we have it. But you do. Just by simply going into yourself, into your being, and simply saying, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God or Goddess of my being, I am putting up what you call a force field around my entire being. I will not be bothered by any outside inner influence or interference, and I will be in meditation and in manifestation for at least an hour. At the least an hour. If you don't want to go more, go more. But at the least, an hour. And many people are always, I've had people say, well, I cannot do that. I have too much going on. Well, I put it to you this way. What is more important, what you have going on or what you are expecting? That being said, I think I can make myself quite clear there. Is bringing your blessing into fruition more important than going to church or going out and onto a boat, onto a lake, or out on a golf course? Is that going to benefit you at all? No. But meditating, manifestation, that will benefit you.
Yeah. So
you make the choice.
Yeah. I think, Zora. So some people,
you don't think, you know.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, since we're on this topic already, and it would be wonderful for you to continue talking about Porta Logos, the library, et cetera. I don't think we need to continue on your journey, and we'll do that also on BBS. I've got to make time so that you can, we've got so much to talk about in regards to Telos and about Hollow Earth, and I know people are just crying to get some more of that information. So a couple of things, first of all, you know, just in regards to what you said and confirming, you know, what Dr. Tom has just said in regards to the coming forth of all of the abundance and the peace and the prosperity and all the high technologies and awakening. So when we're talking about awakening, that's part of the meditation. So, and meditating is when you can get at a higher vibrational frequency or vibration anyways, and that is where you can begin to really move from 3D into a higher frequency. So people have a difficult time, and so many of us now are back and forth. You know, when we meditate, we can move into those higher levels of consciousness. I like to call that consciousness or frequency, versus when we are here in 3D, when we're so caught up in thinking, caught up in doing everything that has to be done or we need to do or are doing in 3D. So moving into a higher frequency, it is important to be, for us right now, meditation is very key in getting that done. Obviously, the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1s coming from Zora, wearing your headbands also are extremely beneficial. I find that to become more and more beneficial when I meditate. And also whether or not you utilize, you know, some of the high frequency products that are out there that are reasonably priced, you know, whether it's with BodyWave International, that's with Ron Heyer and Catherine, or even listening to the high vibrational tones, you know, through what's her name, through Jacqueline's format, which is diamond alignment. Anything that can move you from 3D to a higher level of frequency to help heal you, as well as to help you to meditate, those are all really excellent that we should all be doing on a regular basis. And taking that time, as Zora says, Dr. Tom will also agree, take that time to be out in nature, and then also take the time to be in silence. You'll hear that from a lot of Far Eastern philosophies and also in Western. They call that in the Western hemisphere, in the Western world, a lot of people are into mindful meditation. So that's just one part of it. In the Eastern, of course, we always have the Buddhist meditations. You know, we also have Babaji's meditations, which is all part of that Far Eastern philosophies. So in any case, do what Zora is saying. What we always say is take that time to be able to meditate. Part of meditation also is your breathing exercise. So that also will help you to get into that field of just that stillness. Listening to high vibrational tones and even music, those are helpful as it to begin the process. But for really creating or manifesting, you know, whichever word you want to be able to say, really has to, it comes forth more and you get empowered more to stay in that frequency because it feels so wonderful. It feels so peaceful. It feels, well, they call it, they like it, they like to say blissful. When you're on that plane of bliss, you are already here in the fifth dimension. You already hear that heaven is already here, and nothing else can disturb you, especially when you're in that particular state. So, and that's all part of what Q all talks about, be in joy. And, of course, Zora always talks about, you know, you are love. So joy, peace, all of those are all at that same level of understanding higher frequency, higher knowing, higher consciousness. So just take that for what it is, and that's my point of view. All right. So, Zora, let's go ahead. Do you want to say anything more? Otherwise, we need to go into Q&A, brief Q&A, and then we'll let our family go. Oh, one more thing before I forget. I know there is a number of you that are still looking for a possibility to be able to have a Q, private call with Q. We'll be talking with Q today. So let's see what we can do about maybe putting that together for maybe either a Monday or a Friday with him, those private calls. And, of course, Zora does have calls also if you want a private one and you don't want to just talk about, you know, I have a question, you know, that's going to last like a minute and you could do that already on our call today. Then, you know, that's also a possibility. You guys, in either case, you have to just, I'll let you know more after today in regards to Q's private sessions again. And he really does really, really like that way of connecting with him so he can understand better who we are as humans and all of the different, you know, issues and concerns that individually we have that, you know, he can help you with. Zora is always available as well. Not always available because he's also very, very busy out doing, you know, the galactic thing, we like to call that. So with that being said, let's go ahead and start off with our Q&A with Zora. Zora, did you want to add anything or are you good to go? Zora? Hello? I think I kind bring of missed you, Dora. Whoa.
Bring them on. Bring them on.
Oh, all right. Okay. My ears almost burst there, Dora. All right. Okay. All right. I have the, oh, our first caller is 208 ending in 8394, and we know who this is.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Connie.
Hi, Connie. Nice to meet you.
Sending you guys
voice,
lots
Connie.
And lots and lots of love. Could you please repeat again that special bank? It was called bankworld.com. Was that it, or there's another word there?
It's bank, B-A-N-K, note. Bank,
oh, note.
Note. The world, W-O-R-L-D.
Yeah, .com to get
right.
The Venezuela. And he recommended a million to get the million note, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they come
okay.
in different denominations.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Okay.
That'll
take
be great.
Care.
That's my
nice
question.
Talking
thank
with you.
You.
All right. Take care. Okay. Thank you, Connie. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Now we also have, well, listen, guys, if you don't have any more questions, then I guess we can end the call. We only have 15 minutes left. I don't have anybody else on this call raising their hands. If you
well,
want
let's
to speak
do
with Dora,
you
all you have to do
I
just
bet,
hold
I
on
bet
second,
I can
Dora.
Get some
I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say let's have some healers.
Healers?
Does anyone need a healing?
Oh, if anyone needs a healing,
what?
Please press 1 on your phone.
Yes. Indeed.
Well, I think you know what, Zara.
Now watch your board light up.
Well, it's not lighting up. You know what? I think people just want to be able, oh, here we go. I do have one right here. No, I've got 2 now. All right, here we go.
Indeed.
Hello? Oh, so hold on a second. I didn't. I've got to put you back on mute for a second. We have somebody else ahead of you. All right. Okay. I've got a caller here. With
hello.
A one. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Hello, dear Jane.
Yes.
Hello, Zora.
Oh,
this is Daddy. How are you?
Oh yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Nice
and how are you?
Thank you so much.
How are you, wondrous goddess?
I am not going to
and how are you
reject
doing,
a healing by Zora. I am fine. Thank you, Zora. Happy to hear
now, what do you
your
need
always
a healing
beautiful
for?
Voice. Whatever you want,
and
Zora.
And what do you need a healing for?
No. I think I would just say maybe you can comment on How do you suggest we deal with the intensity of this moment on Earth? And, you know, every time you read about this way and that way, and, you know, it's from a vibrational standpoint, it's challenging, you know, even if nothing is happening in theory. You
so
know?
What you all right,
so
what
I,
you do is simply, you, what you do, or well, here's what you do. You simply, you go outside. And you put your back against a tree and your feet flat on the ground and you communicate with the tree.
Okay.
Do not take a cell phone with you. Do not take a computer with you. Do not take anything that's going to distract you from your purpose.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's what you do. If you see something that is disheartening on TV or you hear on your radio.
No, I don't see TV
simply
for 100 years.
It
yeah,
and
no,
go
I don't.
Outside.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds simple. Okay. I live in a city that they only like to chop trees. You know, I have to go and look if there are trees still available, you know, because the number of trees they've chopped is
well,
like I used to cry almost every day. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
What you do.
Okay.
Now, if you really want to, really, if you want to shake up the ones who are doing it, what you do is you go out to where they are cutting trees and you ask them to give a listen to what the tree is doing when they're cutting it down. Give them a stethoscope.
Zora, I tried so many times. Yeah, stethoscope, yeah. Oh, God.
And what happened? What happened, Debbie?
It cries. They're horrible, Jane. I mean, you know, I stop and I start fighting in the street because I hate them. I almost offer to pay their salary so they don't have to do that. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's devastating, you know, because, you know, we had a horrible person here in my city, you know, like in California, I forgot that guy. So those are all horrible, you know, and thank God, you know, they've kind of been kicked out. So then I'm hoping the new person, you know, you can see that they are on a plan to kill us because they picked the thousand of years tree. They didn't pick a little normal tree, you know, they just take that superb tree that you almost die for, you know, so...
Yeah.
So it's difficult to see. For me, it's very. I was already a tree, and I was already cut. Very difficult, you know. But I guess we will have to put up with it a little bit more. But we're almost there. So thank you, my dear Zora. Thank you for your suggestion.
So,
and
Zora,
send my love to all your friends in Hollow Earth.
And have yourself a wonderful, glorious, and loving day.
God bless.
Hey,
thank you very much.
See you too. Take care, Deb. Thank you. All right.
Thank
you. Thank you, Debbie, for bringing that up. And again, you know, it's all about life, you know, whether it's the trees, whether it's humanity, you know, that are dying because of, you know, with the deep state or the cabal and whoever the evil ones or the dark ones, we call them, are the bad guys is really a better word. You know, they've kind of taken over and they are finished. I think so, Zora. Maybe talk a little bit about that, so we can be hopeful at least, you know, especially for those that are really feeling it.
Do you not have a mother out there for healing,
Zora? Yeah, I know, but can you? Oh, yeah, I got 10 more minutes. I guess I just want to know if you could just give everyone, you know, just some hope. You know, in regards to the trees that are being cut, and that in the near future, all of that is going to be, it's going to be heaven back on earth. So how is that going to happen? What about all those trees that have been cut? How is all of that going to be redone?
Everything. Understand that you know what the term re-terraformation means.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. So when the time of the gathering comes, there's going to be a re-terraformation of the planet, meaning all of the man-made structures, the cities, the highways and the byways and all this, will suddenly vanish from sight because of the re-terraformation of the planet. All plants and animals, all what you call vegetation and jungle and all of that will overtake the surface of the planet. You will not see any more signs of man-made structures. They'll be gone because they'll be swallowed up by the jungles. They'll be swallowed up by Mother Nature. Do not worry. It will all be wonderful in the end.
Okay. Thank you for that, Zora. We needed that uplift. Okay. So I do have a couple of people here that are asking for a healing, I think. So the first one is 843, ending in 8176. Let's see if this person needs a healing or wants to have or has a question. All right. 8176, you're on the air with Zora.
Hey. Hey, Jane. Hey, Zora. This is Henry in North Carolina.
Oh, hey, Henry.
Hello.
How you doing, Zora? It's been a while since I've talked to you. I heard the name Max Steele called a couple times on Q's calls, and he was on your call here. It's been, I don't know, a few years ago, and I listened to the recording, and I decided to call. Something told me I need to call this guy, Max Steele, because he he's actually a native of North Carolina. He's born in Sparta, North Carolina, and we got to be good friends, and I did a session with him. It's been a, I don't know, possibly 2.5 years. I can't remember how long, and I heard that he had left his body, and I'm just wondering if you could tell me elaborate a little bit more on what happened to him, you know.
Well, it's quite simple. His contract was up, and it was time for him to ascend. And that's how it works. That's how it comes about.
Okay. Nothing else took place. It was time to leave. How long ago has that been?
No.
Can you call? Don't know.
Well, then you already know how long that has been because you're talking with him.
Well, it's been, you know, I don't remember. I mean, I don't know how long ago he died, you know.
Hey, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, was he eliminated or was it through natural process?
Through natural ascension.
Okay, very good. All right,
okay,
Henry.
Nice.
Thank you. Gotta go. Okay.
My mother's sitting here listening to the call as well. I thought I'd let you know.
That's good. Oh, good. Oh, wow.
I'm taking it. Got a bad case of dementia, but she wants to live, and I just want to let you know that everything's okay.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know.
Okay.
Thank you, Henry. Take good care. We'll talk again. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, next caller is 817 ending in 1564. 1564.
Hello.
Yes.
It's Fernando in Texas.
Oh, hi, Fernando.
Yeah, I'd like
How
to know my
good.
I'd like to know my galactic name.
This is about healing.
The name of the call is about healing.
Or question. But understand, your galactic name is not important.
Okay.
Your galactic name is not important. What's important is what you are doing now.
Okay.
Galactic names are irrelevant. However, if you must have one, your galactic name would have been Delta Star.
Fernando,
did
you get it?
Delta Star?
Delta Star. Indeed.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Got to go. All right. Very nice. Okay. Bye. All right. And you know, guys, you will be getting all that information when you awaken. So, all right. So next caller now is, hold on a second. It's 970 ending in 9963. 9963?
Good morning.
You want to tell us who you are, where you're calling from?
I'm Antonio, calling from Colorado.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. Earth is Colorado.
Okay. Well, you have Zora here on the call with you.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
And how can we help you?
I have a disassociation in my intestines. Well, some would call it a hernia, but I don't call it a hernia because I don't want to identify it as that. But it moves. It moves down into my scrotum and faithful, and I don't go to doctors.
Well, first off, understand, beloved God, is that when you state that you have something of a medical nature, then you have it. So what you want to do is simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God of my being, I no longer have my hernia, or whatever you happen to proclaim that you have.
Yeah, but you just said, Zora, not to say it.
I'm saying, of course, do not say it. But you just say the issue. Do not say exactly what it is. You simply say, I no longer have the issue of whatever may be causing issue with you. And you simply...
You mean the symptoms?
Call it out. The symptoms, yes. And get rid of the symptoms will vanish the moment you simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive from the God of my being. I'm completely healed of the issue.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Zora, why don't you go ahead and do that with him right now? We have about a minute to go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4.
You say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I receive from the God of my being. I no longer have an issue.
And that's the end of it.
But you keep your hands there. And you keep your hands there.
Keep your hands there for like 5 minutes, after which time you can take your hands away and you'll no longer have the issue.
Okay, so while he's doing that, Zora, let's do a final 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 for everyone.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, everyone on this call and everyone on the earth, be healed.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And from the God and goddesses of our beings, we are perfect, we are healed, and we absolutely know it. And just stay with that, energy, that high energy. All right, everybody, we only have 10 seconds left. Thank you so much for being here. I know time flies, everyone. We'll see you this afternoon on BBS Radio with Q. And again, it's BBSradio.com/Zora, Hollow Earth Covered. So we'll see you later. All right, everybody, have a great day. Our call has ended. All right, bye now.